Grey Highlands taxpayers have told their council that affordability is a major concern in the community. On February 4, Grey Highlands Council hosted a town hall forum for local residents and taxpayers to express their thoughts and concerns about the proposed budget for 2025. Affordability was a key theme that emerged during the meeting that lasted just over 1 hour and featured 7 residents addressing council on the budget. The draft 2025 budget proposes a 16.8% local tax increase in Grey Highlands, which is a 10.5% overall increase when combined with the Grey County Council approved a 3.3% increase for 2025, and school board figures. The 16.8% local figure represents an increase of $371 per $300,000 of assessed value of a home. The average home in Grey Highlands is assessed at $305,908. Included in the 16.8% overall increase is a 9.8% increase in taxes to increase the municipality's capital levy, which has been falling behind for years. During her presentation of the budget, Anna McCarthy, the municipality's treasurer and director of finance, said the increase is one that neither staff nor council consider lightly. Local residents commenting on the budget expressed concerns about inflation and the potential impacts on the Canadian economy of the possible tariff trade war with the United States. The taxpayer is running out of money. The taxpayer can't keep up with you guys, said Duncan resident Richard Frisbee, who spoke at length during the meeting. At this point in time, the taxpayer is tapped out. Mark Brown said he understood the need to increase the capital budget to fund infrastructure needs, but said, it is time to look at savings. Brown encouraged council to ask hard questions. John Cooper pointed to lower 2025 property tax increases in Collingwood and the Blue Mountains and questioned the increase proposed in Grey Highlands. How can you justify this at a time when Ontarians are facing a recession with a looming trade war? Cooper asked. Gary Gingras echoed Cooper's concerns. Once again, we're facing the highest tax increase in the county, said Gingras. Matthew Arnold asked council to consider that tough economic times may be ahead. Bear in mind the current affordability concerns in Canada that are affecting many residents of Grey Highlands, he said. Former Grey Highlands Mayor Don McCausland, who served as mayor from 2000 to 2003, said capital budgets have been underfunded as far back as during his years as mayor. We've got to try and catch up, said McCausland, who suggested council consider spreading the capital-related tax increase over several years. 10% in one shot is overkill. It's kind of hard to swallow. Council did not make a decision at the meeting, which was held strictly to hear public comments and concerns about the draft budget. Council has scheduled a special meeting to deal with the budget on February 11. Coun and Finance Chair Tom Allwood called the budget the biggest decision we make every year. At the conclusion of the meeting, Allwood said council is aware of the affordability issues raised at the meeting. We're very sensitive to balancing the affordability issue with the needs of meeting and providing the levels of service in the municipality, he said.